But right now, we're going to hear from Larry Bolden about the novel Other Men's Daughters by Richard Stern. Larry.
Good morning. I'm surprised that I somehow missed Richard Stern's 1973 novel, Other Men's Daughters. Stern is a writer of great power and an almost unbelievable mastery of the language. Like John Williams' novel, Stoner, also written in the 70s, this is in many ways a quiet novel. And again, as in Williams' novel, there is an undercurrent of probably unintentional sexism that runs through it, though I think both Williams and Stern would have denied this. The lead character is almost always referred to as Dr. Meriwether. He's a professor of physiology at Harvard, married to a very clever woman, Sarah, who has given up her own academic career in order to take care of the professor and their three children. Quoting from the book, "Until the day of Meriwether's departure from the house, a month after his divorce, the Meriwether family looked like an ideally tranquil one. Parents and children frequently gathered in the parlor, reading in their favorite roosts." Close quote. A rather staid and somber man, Meriwether would have considered himself the least likely of men to fall in love with a younger woman. Again, quoting from the book. When he teaches the introductory physiology course, he begins one lecture, "Today, ladies and gentlemen, we will talk about love. That is to say, the distension of the venous sinuses under signals passed through the third and fourth sacral segments of the spinal cord, along the internal pudendal nerve to the ischiocavernous, and as well the propulsive waves of contraction in the smooth muscle layers of the vas deferens, in seminal vesicles, the prostate, and the striated muscles of the perineum, which lead to the ejection of the semen." Close quote. Not a very romantic view of love. But unlikely as it seems to Meriwether, he becomes quite interested in a young summerer, that is, students not officially admitted to Harvard, but there to take summer courses. Dr. Meriwether spends 5 mornings a week in the lab with his research work, but he also moonlights as a part-time doctor 9 hours a week, and it is in this capacity that he first meets Cynthia Ryder, who comes to him to get a prescription for the pill. Quoting again from the book, "Dr. Meriwether's life was surrounded, if not filled, with women. A distant formal husband, a loving, distant father of 2 daughters. As for women lab assistants and graduate students, he was seldom aware of them except as amiable auxiliaries. Many such women felt their position depended on masculine style, which had meant brusqueness, cropped hair, white smocks, low shoes, little or no makeup. Fine with him, no woman was so despised here," that is, in the lab, "as the occasional student who strutted her secondary sexual characteristics. Though the women's movement had begun to reach the biology labs, it went slowly, perhaps because there was a greater awareness of the complex spectrum of sexuality, the 100 components of sexual differentia." Close quote. Meriwether sees Cynthia a couple of times on campus, but even when he exchanges a goodbye kiss with her after one such encounter, he's able to preserve his sense of decorum and distance. Quoting, "Weeks later, she said, I was so surprised. Still, he was kissing her in part for her sake, for therapy, for a common humanity, so he could still feel himself man of principle, man of year, doctor of confused patient, professor to easily enchanted student." Close quote. Cynthia, like his wife Sarah, is a bright and able student in her own right, and she continues with her academic work even as their affair continues and becomes more consuming for them both. Eventually, Meriwether feels obliged to confess his affair to his wife, though only after a magazine article has called attention to their union. Of his wife, quoting from the book, "She was being destroyed. This life could not go on. She was not a mat. She was not a maid. She was not going to clear up his mess. She was finished. She didn't need Kate Millett and Germaine Greer for strength." Close quote. While he continues to live in the marriage house, the husband and wife occupy different floors, and Meriwether finds himself quite confused that Sarah wants him gone. The roughly 2/3 of the novel that describes their slow breakup is often humorous, as well as painful. About halfway through the book, I notice that almost every time Meriwether speaks of his wife Sarah, he mentions her plumpness, her fat face, her shortness, although he always sees this simply as description, no harm intended. As he recalls his past happiness, his contentment, he says, "Sublimity! What was anything else in life next to it? He owed that to her. Fine little stump of a wife, round back, square flanks, no hourglass there, close quote. A few times early in my reading, I thought Stern might be aware of the sexist tone to the writing, thought perhaps he was making fun of himself and his own character. But upon completion, it seems clear to me that Meriwether is simply mouthing the views of his time, including views that women are not really capable of scientific discovery or discipline. Philip Roth writes a glowing introduction to the book, and I'm not surprised that Roth seems to deeply admire Stern as well as his narrator, Dr. Meriwether. I agree with Roth that the science asides, and even some of what might be called philosophy of literature that are to be found in the novel, are interesting and well thought out. Still, in the end, this is a novel of how easily men take advantage of younger women and or women in subordinate positions, and then convince themselves that they have done nothing wrong. Meriwether is so much more typical than he pretends to be. When I read Stoner, I found myself wanting to hear the story from his wife's perspective, and in this novel, too, I would have been interested to get Sarah's or Cynthia's take on the events, rather than the rather monotone and self-righteous view of Dr. Meriwether. This is an intriguing book that is so well written. I'll leave it up to you readers to decide if it's a satire or simply a novel expressing attitudes of the time. I've been talking about Richard Stern's novel, Other Men's Daughters. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.